Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Jim Masters here. Real pleasure to have you with us today on Close Up Radio as we welcome Sarah Miley to the show. She's from the greater Boston area, and she's got an amazing story to share with us. She's a mental health professional called a certified trauma recovery coach, and she founded her all-virtual private practice called Full Circle Wellspring LLC, which I think is fantastic. That's where she serves clients all over the world. Trauma recovery coaching is a mental health modality. It's a client-led collaborative relationship. She uses a co-regulation and teaches self-regulation and offers psychological education about the brain and nervous system, resource clients with adaptive coping skills, and also an advocate for trauma survivors. And the difference between trauma recovery coaching, she says, and clinical counseling has to do with where you are in your journey and where you are trying to go. Where are you trying to go? Sometimes we don't know. She can help sort of at least guide you. Trauma coaching is specifically designed to address trauma. In coaching, according to Sarah, a client is usually at a place where they are ready to start thriving and are seeking post-traumatic growth. In addition, she is IFS informed. Internal Family Systems, IFS, believes everyone has different sub-personalities inside of them. This is known as parts work. In addition, Sarah also has the podcast Trauma Survivorhood, featuring guests with mental health from the mental health fields. And her mission is to diminish stigmas, inspire stories of hope and thriving, and bring resources to all survivors. Website is fullcirclewellspring.com. And, of course, she has the podcast and YouTube channel and all. We welcome her joining us again from Greater Boston, Sarah Miley of Full Circle Wellspring LLC. Sarah, welcome to Close Up Radio. It's a real pleasure to have you with us today. Thanks for joining us.
Wow, Jim, thank you so much. Great introduction. I appreciate being here.
I appreciate your being here as well, and I think the work that you do is extraordinary, and you're so open and real and authentic, and I think that is amazing. Tell us, what inspired you initially in your own life's journey to do this work? What is it about this particular work and helping people heal that really has spoken to you?
Yeah, great starting question. I love it right out from the gate. So the last probably decade, I have been just really in my own kind of recovery process. Throughout my life, I've struggled a lot with family dysfunction, chronic stress, chaos, emotional and narcissistic abuse, emotional neglect, lots of different types of traumas, religious, legal, parental, most all of it was very relational trauma with people involved. So my trauma role really left me with dissociation, people pleasing, just being a fixer, a perfectionist, just tons of chronic somatic issues, disordered eating, self-abandonment, just so disconnected and disjointed from my emotions and my body. And so in this journey that I've had myself, it really caused me, you know, to take pause and really study. So I've read all the books, and I just loved following, you know, different podcasts, thousands of hours of podcasts and audiobooks in my own research for my own health and my own well-being. And I heard a podcast a few years ago, the Trauma Therapist podcast with Guy McPherson, and he was interviewing someone, and he called her a trauma recovery coach. And it was just at that moment that I just knew that's what it was. I didn't even know what it was yet. I just, that's the term. That's my name. That's what I want to be. So of course I learned more about it. And then I got certified through the International Association of Trauma Recovery Coaches, founded by Bobby Parrish. And what's great about this now is that as I've taken this deep therapeutic dive into my own world, I've been able to examine my own trauma responses, which is, again, a lot of that fawning response, fixing, seems like empathic qualities, but not really, because it becomes an enabler, people-pleasing, and just this need to rescue and hypervigilance to read people in their auras and fix them and figure them out. But now I'm able to help people in a way where they're investing in their in themselves. You know, my clients are asking for help. They're looking for guidance and resources. They're invested in their own healing. They're putting in their own work. So it feels different now in my body because I'm not fawning. I'm not fixing. It's not a trauma response. I'm able to utilize my lived and my learned experience to guide people in the way that I'm finding healing and well-being in my authentic self as well. So, yeah.
Let's talk about the work. What a fantastic way to be led to this work. Now let's share how it all works, some of the work that you do. I mentioned IFS and informed CTRC. Maybe you can explain what a certified trauma recovery coach does and also internal family systems, which is the IFS. Maybe heart's work with the analogy of inside out.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. So for your audience, if they want to know more about IFS, which is internal family systems founded by Dr. Richard Schwartz, a great movie depiction is the Disney Pixar Inside Out. So firstly, you know, you've said a lot in the intro of the certified trauma recovery coach. So we're co-regulating with our clients. We're also teaching them how to self-regulate. I advocate for the entire trauma survivor community. I am a crisis advocate for a nonprofit organization working with domestic violence and sexual assault on top of my private practice as well. So just advocacy and trauma-informed care really in everything that I do. One of my favorite things is the psychological education piece of it as a coach, right? Just really explaining to my clients what happened to their brain in trauma and what their nervous system is now utilizing as safety measures, as precautions, right? We're using these things when we get triggered in our trauma, and your nervous system and your brain go immediately into protection, and they're trying to keep you safe, and they create these awesome coping skills to keep you alive in your childhood. You know, you can't be 7 years old and say, "Mom and Dad are beating me, so let me just pack a bag and go get my own apartment." You have to learn how to cope inside of that, right? So on top of the psychological education piece, just I find that really powerful. I know it was for me in my healing journey, understanding what my brain was trying to do. But these coping skills can now be supplanted by healthy, more adaptive coping skills to our adult selves now. And so that's most of what we do as coaching is we're resourcing. We're filling our clients' toolboxes with more choices of resources so that they don't have to keep using the same maladaptive, maybe unhealthy. We try not to use negative terms like bad coping skills, but those unhealthy, no longer serving us coping skills. So in IFS, this is the idea of subpersonalities, and Dick Schwartz would work with do family therapy, and then he would have these like private one-on-one clients, and he noticed they seemed to have like a family system of dysfunction and disorder inside of them. They're not multiple personalities. This isn't a DID diagnosis or voices in your head. This isn't a clinical diagnosis. This is every person walking around with these personalities. So Inside Out is a great, it's just an easy way to say it. If you've seen the movie and if you haven't, it's super cute. It's a great hour and a half watch. If you love Disney Pixar, it's so cute. But inside of this little girl who's the main character, we get to see her her parts. They come to the helm of like her main control, right? So she's got a sad part, angry, you know, there's all kinds of parts inside of us, perfectionist parts that are trying to keep us from shame and being wounded when we're scared, right? And so they come to her helm when they think that they need to protect her. And that's the fun part, is that each part has their own agenda to keep you protected, to keep you safe. So in IFS, when we're doing this, we're literally working, some people call it inner child work, some people call it parts work, and we're working with our parts. So instead of saying, "I'm sad, hi, my name's Sarah, I'm sad," you're actually experiencing a sad part of you. You're experiencing this part of you that feels sadness, right? Because in a few minutes, you might not be sad again. In a few days, you're not going to be sad. You won't be sad until you're 99.9 years old, right? So this sadness is a part that has come up for a reason, and we can hear it. We can listen to this part's story. We can actually talk to these parts, find out what they're feeling, why they're feeling them. A lot of times if they're coming from a childhood trauma, which is a lot of the clients that I work with have childhood developmental trauma or attachment wounding from infancy, we find out where these parts first learned how to do these protective roles, these coping skills. How are they manifesting in triggers? And then we hear them and we can unburden them. We can work through healing. And we do that through compassionate curiosity, because we know in all the 20 plus years that Dick Schwartz has been investing in IFS, his latest book called No Bad Parts, which is a great read for people who are interested, he's never found a part with a bad intention. If you listen to the part, its intention is always to keep you safe. It always thinks it's doing a good job in its role. And that does include some of these really negative coping skills like food addiction, like self-harm, even suicidal ideation. These are parts that are actually trying to keep you safe. So we honor them with compassionate curiosity. And in that, we get to know them and we can actually work on healing them, just like you would heal a child who needs a hug, right? So that's my favorite part about IFS, is that it doesn't take this work of, no, I'm not going to do this anymore. No, I have to stop doing this. And you beat yourself up and you beat yourself up, and you're not going to hate yourself to being healthy. You have to love yourself to health. And so through IFS, it's a great, just really gentle, compassionate way to do that.
That's incredible. I love the way you describe that with such passion and enthusiasm, the work that you do. Yeah. What is the difference from being a certified trauma recovery coach and clinical mental health? There might be things that are woven in and sort of, you know, blend. However, there are, you know, distinct differences as well, I would imagine, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And first, I just want to just say quickly, the enthusiasm and passion that you're hearing is this authentic place of IFS also being a big key in my personal healing. So yes, it's my favorite way to professionally guide my clients into healing as well, those who are willing to learn and do the parts work with me. They've been very successful, but it's also part of my major healing is finding these inner children and working there. But so I just had to address that quickly. But a coach versus a therapist, first of all, there is room and place in a trauma survivor for many different modalities. There are psychiatric needs. Sometimes institutions or residential care is appropriate. It depends on your level of stability at the time, right? A trauma-trained therapist is a great way to process and to learn and understand about your trauma as well. In the coaching world, what I'm doing is it's kind of more about where you are in the moment and where you're trying to go, right? So there's like you're in this space between processing and recovering. So you still need support. You need to build those resources. So you're looking for like a guide and you're looking to come up with some collaborative. I do a lot of collaborative recovery goals because we do not do, as coaches, we do not do treatment plans. There's no pathology. There's no diagnosing. In fact, I don't even care what your diagnosis is, because I come from the school of thought that you're not broken and we don't need to fix you. So even if you have a diagnosis and you're working with a medical professional or a psychiatrist or you have medications, that's totally fine. But I'm not helping you heal a diagnosis. I'm helping you come to a place where you have goals and whatever you want to work on, I'm going to help you with those strategies. We just don't have that level of medical translation in what we do. Because we're actually coming at it from the other side of that compassionate side of that place that you're not broken. And you're usually a client that I'm working with. It's because they've come to me because they're at the place where they want to start setting those recovery goals. They are ready to not, you never move. You never get over your trauma. You never just go on your life with trauma, but you're ready to move forward with your trauma. You're ready to continue moving along your life. You're looking for that authenticity, and you're in that place to move forward even with your trauma.
That's incredible. That's really, really amazing and very positive as well. You know, the work that you do is very specific. What would you say are some of the things that set you apart from other coaches and other mental health professionals, like your 20-minute consultation and things of that nature?
Yeah, this is a tricky question, right? Because I almost want to say nothing really sets me apart as a coach. The International Association of Trauma Recovery Coaching has certified hundreds of coaches. There's a directory of many of them. Most of them are my close friends. We're in a social network together. They're amazing. And everyone kind of has their own niche that they're working in. They also have their own lived and learned experiences. They're all at different places in their healing. And so it's not so much about what sets me apart. It's really more about how a potential client feels with me, how their nervous system feels in my presence, whether they like my approach, my personality, my voice. With trauma, so many different things that can trigger you. You might need someone who's way more gentle or slower than I am. You might need someone who has more of a bubbly personality and they want to, get moving and they're so excited, right? More of a life coach kind of a style. It's really how my clients feel when they're with me, because the more comfortable and safe they feel with me and with my authenticity that I'm bringing to the table, the more they're going to be able to open up, the more they're going to be able to start to see the potentiality of their, greater capacity, if you will, for their own healing. And I'm going to be able to help them more. So, I always say I do a 20-minute free complimentary discovery call. And in that discovery call, it's really, yes, I am interviewing the potential client. I just want to make sure that their trauma is not a very specific type where maybe I might know a coach who has more resonance with that. More experience with it, or they've been through it themselves. I'm thinking about things like NPE, which is not parent expecting trauma, military PTSD type trauma. I've got great coaches and I might refer out in that case. But mostly that 20-minute discovery call is you interviewing me and just seeing how it feels to tell me your story and to sit in space on Zoom with me and see my face and attune with me and how you're feeling. And just to make sure we're checking to see if we're a good match to work together. This is where you can bring your questions to me. This is where you can bring some of your goal ideas that you have. And I can say, yes, I can totally help you with those goals. Or, some of where you're at, I might even refer them to get other mental health support on top of being coached. So it's just kind of a way for us to get to know each other and make sure that we're a really good fit for each other.
That's very important. What is the origin of the name?
Ah, yes, Full Circle Wellspring. So I really hunted a long time for this idea. So Full Circle is really important to me because, trauma tried to steal a lot from us. And, it stole really our whole identity, right? Our brain functions different after trauma. You sleep differently. You look differently. You respond to the world and people differently. It took so much from us. But our authenticity is still inside of us. We didn't go anywhere. We just kind of got covered up by this trauma, right? Your real, authentic, non-trauma identity self is still in there. And again, you cannot move forward without your trauma. You can't just forget about it, leave your memories. This isn't Men in Black. I do not have a magic wand. If I did, I'd be a gazillionaire, right? But, we can return back to that place of authenticity within ourselves. And for instance, for me, becoming a trauma recovery coach is a really big, important full circle part of my healing, right? And you'll see that a lot with trauma survivors who have come to a place in their healing where now they are either giving back in some kind of advocacy role, they're in some kind of emotional labor work, maybe some social justice or social work, helping, foster care children because they were one. They're just in those helping roles. They're kind of giving back. They're reaching back a hand to other trauma survivors. And that's a part of that full circle healing and coming back to, you know, even once you've done a lot of inner child healing work, you now have this capacity to play and be creative. And so if you grew up in a very abusive, chaotic environment, you probably didn't play a lot, right? A child who's traumatized doesn't go to the playground and go have fun with their friends. They're already learning to be hypervigilant and things like that. So now we can return to this authentic place of connectedness and grounded, centered creativity. So full circle. And then Wellspring, I called it a Wellspring because it's not a wellness center. It's not just a coaching or a consulting business. This is your Wellspring for you to dive into as I dive into myself. And the important thing here to remember that I personally believe is that everyone has their own Wellspring of their own resources that are going to work for themselves, their own regimen of self-care and self-love. An important thing for potential clients in your audience to understand is that a healing tool that works for me, literally is life-changing for me, might be triggering for Jim. And what Jim finds super helpful in his recovery of addiction or whatever might be incredibly triggering for me. Things like breath work, yoga. You're going to find people who swear by certain things and other people who refuse to try them again because they were so triggered. So that Wellspring has to come from your own ideas. That's why I don't set a treatment plan or tell you what you need to work on, because it's really what you're willing to put in effort for, what recovery goals you have, what changes you'd like to see in your life, and how you're going to get yourself there. And I'm in the passenger seat, just guiding you along, helping you read the map. You know, maybe the car breaks down and we fix it together. You know, I've got AAA. You know, I'm that friend you want to have in the passenger seat. I've got AAA. I've got the resources for us. But you're really in the driver's seat of your own well-being, of your own trauma recovery journey.
Very important for people to realize that on so many different levels. And we talked a little bit about, you know, how you came to this work as a certified trauma recovery coach. Let's talk more about some of the actual services that you offer for your clients.
Yeah, absolutely. I do one-to-one coaching, private. Everything that I do is virtual, so it's all via Zoom. One-to-one coaching is probably the most effective that I have seen. I was offering some groups, and groups might be coming back. Support groups are really important for types of trauma survivors where they can connect with other people. But right now it's the one-to-one coaching. I also offer one-to-one IFS-focused coaching. And what that means is rather than utilizing all of the other resources and skills and things and the talk therapy side, if you will, of the coaching, you just want to come in and do the parts work. I offer that as well. Classes are coming soon, so if people are interested, they could either shoot me an email and let me know that they're interested, or they can join the newsletter where I'm going to be making those kinds of announcements. And then, of course, the podcast, which is so fun, Trauma Survivorhood. Our goal is to diminish stigmas. We like to inspire with the stories of hope. I interview people. They come on. They're thriving after they've survived. And that's a great way to learn about a lot of resources. The podcast is centered around resources. So we're having mental health professionals come in. They're sometimes authors, consultants, therapists, other coaches even coming in. They've either created their own modality or they're now writing a book that is now becoming a resource for other people to heal and learn. And then not only do I let them share what their main resource is right now that they offer to people, but I'm really curious about what their resources were when they were healing, so that now the entire trauma community that's listening to Trauma Survivorhood podcast is hearing multiple different types of resources, things that worked for that survivor that now they're being interviewed about their book or their coaching business or, you know, that kind of thing. So really focused on resources on the podcast. So, yeah.
What would be something that if somebody is on the fence and somebody, they sort of know that they need to reach out for help, but they are living in fear, or people around them told them, don't even bother, or maybe even just culturally or generationally, whatever it may be, stiff upper lip, just deal with it. you know, I don't have any issue, I don't have any problem, I'll get through this, I survived the war, you know, that kind of thinking. But inside, they know they really could use some assistance. What would you say to somebody like that who might be listening right now live or listening to this in the archives later?
Yeah, great question. You know, the first step really being deciding for yourself when you're ready. You know, I'd really say if it's a, those were great examples, by the way, culturally and generationally, absolutely. The stigmas that are there are huge and massive and sometimes too scary and too overwhelming. You know, someone might be afraid of their family finding out. They might be afraid of their boss finding out. You know, obviously confidentiality is huge. So you definitely could come into a coaching relationship with a coach or a therapist, and no one needs to know. It wouldn't be told from our side. So there would be confidentiality and safety there. But if they're not sure if they're ready, I guess my honest, authentic answer is they're probably not. Coming to the place where you recognize, I would like to change this relationship. I would like to find a different coping skill to help me when I'm stressed. I would like to know other things in my toolbox that can help me with the chaos in my mind. I'd like to start exploring medications, you know, for depression or anxiety. You know, I'm really ready to start facing what I went through maybe in childhood, or maybe these are repressed memories and you just have a sense that something happened, but you're too afraid to actually find out what maybe happened to you. You have to be ready for those things. And so if it's the stigmas around you, I'd say, ooh, I would love to help you break through those stigmas. Please do a 20-minute free consult and we can chat about that, because the stigmas we can get through. But if you're not personally ready, then you're not ready. And no one should be pushing you into it. No one should be convincing you of anything that you're not ready. Because when you're ready, you're ready. When you're ready to take a deep dive, you're ready. When you're ready to get your boots on and go out in that mud, you're going to show up and you're going to be invested and you're going to be willing not just to sit with me once or twice a week for an hour or an hour and a half in a session, but you're going to be willing to implement the strategies and do the work and put in the effort every day of every week. I shouldn't actually say every day, because some days we have bad days, right? But you're going to be willing to put that work in. So you have to be at a place where you're personally ready. So it depends on what might be holding someone back. If they're not ready, I'd say, but keep searching, keep seeking, do something small today that makes you feel authentic and see how it feels in your nervous system. See if it brought you shame or if it made you afraid or if it really elated you, it brought you joy. Try to just start exploring small things, being aware how you respond to people and just see how it feels for you. And when you're ready, you'll know it, because you'll be hungry for it and you'll be ready. And I'll be ready for you when you are too, but we can't push anyone for sure.
If folks want to make contact, website, things of that nature, what's the best way they can do that, Sarah?
Yes. Yeah. So the website is www.fullcirclewellspring.com, all one word. They can find us on Facebook and on YouTube at Full Circle Wellspring. The YouTube is just all of the Trauma Survivorhood podcast videos, but the Facebook has, you know, upcoming offers, services. It's a great way to contact me. On the website, there's a contact tab. They could just shoot me an email that way, or they could shoot me an email at Sarah, S-A-R-A, no H, at fullcirclewellspring.com, and I'd love to answer any questions.
Our special guest today on this episode of Close Up Radio Live is Sarah Miley, mental health professional, called a certified trauma recovery coach, and she founded her all-virtual private practice called Full Circle Wellspring LLC, where she serves clients all around the world. Sarah, thanks for joining us on the show as my guest here on Close Up Radio. True pleasure. And continued success, and hope we get a chance to expand some more, maybe hear testimonials, things of that nature. That would be fantastic. But thanks for joining us today. It was a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Jim. I appreciate it being here.
You are very, very welcome. FullCircleWellspring.com is the website. Sarah Miley, our very special guest, coming to us from the greater Boston, Massachusetts area, right here on Close Up Radio. Jim Masters here thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, inviting you to stay right there. I'll be back about 30 minutes with another incredible guest on Close Up Radio. Till then, for all of us, have a great day, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.